Today's daf is Bamitzia daf Nun Vav. We're holding on daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, about 10 lines before the end of the page. We were discussing yesterday how, according to Rabbi Meir, the Chacham Mar Machmir B'Divrayim Kishal Torah, the Chacham Mar Asu Chizik L'Divrayim Kishal Torah, they treat Dinim D'Rabbanan as strictly, as severely, as they do Dinim D'Araisa. So we're going to begin today with two rayos that maybe that's not true, that Rabbi Meir holds that the Chacham did not make a Chizik L'Divrayim Kishal Torah, and we're going to go back and forth on those rayos, and then the Gemara is going to assess how strong the rayos are. I mean, are we comparing apples to oranges? Are we comparing things that are chayiv on a certain level to things that are chayiv on a lesser level? Maybe it depends what kind of din d'oraisa we're actually talking about. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph is going to teach us five different halachos about avadim, shtaros, karkaos, and hekdeshos. In one of those halachos, and the reason that it's here, is that those things are not subject to the dinim of ona'a. That avadim, shtaros, karkaos, and hekdeshos, there is no such din of ona'a by those items. And that's what the Gemara is going to start with, to try to figure out what the source is that those items are not subject to Ona'a. And while we're going through the sources, we're going to mention, we're going to analyze whether the word Yad in the Torah always means literally Yad, or could it sometimes be applied more broadly to not necessarily mean what's actually in a person's hand. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to discuss a suffix, whether there's a din of Ona'a on Schirus. Let's say you didn't buy it, you just rented something. Is there a din of Ona'a on rentals? And the Gemara is going to raise three additional sfeikos about wheat that has been planted and has not yet grown, and you sell it. Is that a din of karka, or is that a din of metaltalin? One of those sfeikos is going to be an ona'a related suffix. Is that a din of karka where it doesn't have ona'a, or is it a din of metaltalin that does have ona'a? So let's begin with a massive Rav Sheshes, I believe, where we have just gotten through saying that according to Rav Meir, the Chacham were asu chizik l'divrayim kishal Torah, and we proved that the Chacham treat their dinim as strictly as they do the dinei Torah, from the fact that Rav Meir is very strict by a get, where you don't say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and that's a din midrabanan, that you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So you see that asu chizik l'divrayim kishal Torah. So says Gmar, masiv Rav Sheshes, but I'll prove to you otherwise. I'll prove to you, says Rav Sheshes, that Rav Meir holds that the Chacham do not treat it kishal Torah, do not treat dinim d'rabanan kishal Torah. Mechalin also kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes, kesef al nechoshes, unechoshes al peros. The quote over here, the Gemara is saying, is that we have a Mishnah in Demai about Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. So the halacha is, as we keep on talking about, that Demai is something that you purchase from an Amah Aretz, and really on a Daraisa level, you could assume Trumas Maaser was Arufresh from it, but Midrabanan were concerned. So if you have Maaser Sheni of Demai, that you were Mechalel on money, so you could take that money and be Mechalel silver money on silver money, kesef al kesef, and you could be mechal al nechoshes, or kesef al nechoshes, and nechoshes al peros. You could be mechal the copper money on peros of chulin. Even outside of Yerushalayim, you can transfer for chulin. Normally, when you have real Maaser Sheni money, you're not allowed to transfer the kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto peros outside of Yerushalayim. The whole point is that you bring the money to Yerushalayim and you buy food in Yerushalayim, and then v'yachzor v'yiftes al peros, and then you could go redeem those peros with kesef and bring that kesef to Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'cham Ramrim yalu peros v'yochlu b'Yerushalayim. That the Chacham say that you should take the peros that you're mechalel on the money of Maaser Sheni and eat them in Yerushalayim, and you don't have to be mechalel the peros on matbeos. You don't have to transfer them onto coins and bring the coins dafka to Yerushalayim. Frak the Gemara, mi mechalinan by Maaser Sheni d'oraisa, or mi mechalinan kesef al nechoshes. If there were Maaser Sheni on the d'oraisa level, I mean, that was all about Maaser Sheni shel demai, which is all midrabanan. So we're trying to prove that Rabbi Meir is not as strict by dinim d'rabanan as he is by dinim d'oraisa. So let's see what the din would be by Maaser Sheni mid'oraisa. Or mi mechalinan kesef al nechoshes, but tanan, there's a Mishnah Maaser Sheni when it talks about Maaser Sheni d'oraisa. Sela shall Maaser Sheni. You have money of Maaser Sheni that you're mechalel peros of Maaser Sheni on. Vishal chulin shenisarvu. And you have money of chulin that gets mixed in with the money of Maaser Sheni, and you want to be able to use your chulin money in a normal way. You just have no idea which coin is your chulin money. Maybe besela maos. You should bring some copper money, va'omer kol makom sheyesh nesela shel ma'aser sheni mechulalos al malos halalu. You say whichever one of these slaim is ma'aser sheni, that kedushas ma'aser sheni should be mechulal on the slaim of nechoshes. Then you take the better of the two slaim that were mixed together, and you mechal the ma'aser sheni on that sela. So it turns out that the second sela and the ma'os are now chulin like they started out, and only the better of the two slaim is kadosh with kedushas ma'aser sheni. And the reason you have to bring the choshes, and it's not enough to just pick one of the slaim and say, you know, if it's ma'aser, if this is the ma'aser sheni one, then great, and if not, let the other one be. Because we say you can be mechal ma'aser sheni kesef al nechoshes b'shasad chak. So if you don't know which one is ma'aser sheni, so we allow kesef al nechoshes b'shasad chak, and lo sheyikayim kein. Even when we allow you to be mechal kesef al nechoshes b'shasad chak, you're not allowed to leave it that way. You can't take kesef ma'aser sheni, transfer it to nechoshes, and leave it that way permanently. Ella shechozer mechal al kesef. The point is, you're then going to turn around and be mechal it on kesef. But katani mias mechal midochak, midochak in shalom, midochak lo. So it's very clear that you're only allowed to be mechal kesef on nechoshes midochak when you're dealing with ma'aser sheni daraisa. But if it's shalom midochak, then one is not allowed to be mechal kesef on nechoshes. So isn't that a raya that Reb Meir is more mekel by dinim derabanan than he is by dinim daraisa? That we do not say asu chizuk ledevrayim kishel Torah. So that's Rav Sheshes's raya, that what we said yesterday is incorrect. That Rav Meir holds that the Chum Rasu Chizuk L'Devrayim Kishal Torah, not true. You see by Ma'aser Sheni that they did not make Chizuk L'Devrayim Kishal Torah. Okay, so says Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Afal Pisha Mekel Rav Meir B'Pidyono, Machmir Hu Ba'Achilaso. Rav Yosef says, no, it's not necessarily a raya, because even though Rav Meir is Mekel with the Pidyon of Ma'aser Sheni Shel Demai, meaning with the Pidyon of Ma'aser Sheni Midrabanan, because there's no real Isser in the Pidyon, Machmir hu ba'achilaso. He's still Machmir about the eating of Ma'aser Sheni Shel Demai, since it's Asur Midrabanan to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So our Mishnah is talking about eating Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai, and that's why Rav Meir was Machmir in our Mishnah. Remember how the whole conversation started, is that we said that there are five Chomishes, and one of them is Ha'ochel Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. They have to be Mosav Chomish when you eat Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. So the Gemara had commented that Rabbi Lazar was bothered. Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. Why are we so strict? It's only a din derabanan. So Shmuel had said, "Yeah, we're so strict. It's chacham masu chizuk ledevrayim kishel Torah." So yeah, that's where we are also chizuk ledevrayim kishel Torah when it comes to eating Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai, but not when it comes to pidyon. Titania, because we have a brisa that says just like this: Lo hitiru limkar demai elo lesito. We only allow people who are chaverim, who are trusted in maestros, to sell demai that they had themselves had purchased from an amaretz without first being mafresh shumas maestros on it. They're only allowed to sell it to a siton. A siton is someone who's like a wholesaler. He buys in large quantities from lots of people. The siton bilvad, that's where they're matrid, because everyone knows that the siton buys from so many different people that you have no idea the produce that you're buying from the siton, where it might be coming from. So everyone knows this. A solid chance that it's coming from an amaretz. So when you say, even though you're a chaver, when you sell a little bit to the siton, you don't have to worry that that people are going to be nichshal on your account. They're going to realize that much of the stuff that the wholesaler sells comes from an amaretz anyway. Ubalabayis Bein kach ubein kach tzarech la'aser. But a Baal Bayis who has a field and he buys grain from an amaretz, whether he sells it in large quantities like a siton, or whether he sells it in small quantities, he has to take maestros before he sells it, because the guy who's buying it assumes that it's from his own field. The guy who's buying it does not realize that he's selling that which he bought from someone else. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita. V'chom momrim, ach echad asiton vechad Baal Bayis mocher v'sholech l'chavero v'nosno b'matana v'enu choshesh. That both asiton, both the Baal Bayis can sell large quantities and send large quantities as a gift without taking maisos, and you don't have to assume that people are going to rely on you for the maisos, because everyone knows that when you're dealing with large quantities, people are not so makvid to take maisos. So you see that Rabbi Meir, yes, he's very machmir about achila, that a bal bayis is not allowed to sell the mai before the hafrashos maisos, even like a sitom, because they might eat it be iser. So he's machmir on that. So he's machmir on achilas trumas maisos shel demai as well, but achila, but not when it comes to pidyon. But you see that he is machmir when it comes to achila. So that was one challenge to the idea that the chamma rasu chizuk l'devrayim kishal Torah, and the Gemara addressed the challenge. The Gemara said Rav Yosef had addressed it and said, no, you can't bring me a raya when it comes to pidyon. Pidyon is different than achila. Now, just parenthetically, Tosfos points out that lo itir limkar demai l'sitan b'lvad, that one is permitted to sell demai to a sitan. Tosfos points out this seems to be against the Gemara in Maseches Basra. In Perek Hasvina, Amrin Alukech Yerek Min Ashuk Gomer Beliba Liknos Kana V'Nischayv B'Meiser. If you intend to purchase the item, so then you're koned and become schayv in meiser. This is it's demai. V'Ef Shalach Zero Elim Kenya Aser. If you want to return to the store that you bought it from, you're going to have to take off meisos before you return it. Because how could you put something back on the market that may not have meisos taken from it? So it sounds like Alma Inmochin Demai. See, over here we're saying that you could sell to a seton without taking trumas maisos. Don't worry about it, because everyone knows whatever the seton is selling anyway might be demai. Yeah, but what if an amaretz buys it from the seton? So he's not going to be mafresh. He's not going to observe the dinim of demai. So apparently, we're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about putting something on the market that is demai that an amaretz may purchase. Yet in the Gemara in Bava Basra, we're very concerned about that. If you purchase something, you have to make sure you take your maisos before you give it back. So he says, V'yashom d'hacha ayri limkar l'chaver. So Tosa says, maybe we're only talking about limkar l'chaver over here. Maybe it's not, somehow you know over here that it's not going to be sold to Nama Aretz. V'su yesh l'amor k'moshe yetir l'hacha l'aniyim l'achsanam d'may kach yetir limkar l'siton l'val v'ayis k'shemachar b'mida gasa. Or maybe there is a special heter when you're selling in extremely large quantities. Maybe there's such a, just like we're makel with demai, when it comes to a guest, when it comes to an ani, we're allowed to be machil demai, we're allowed to feed them demai, and we don't observe the chumra midrabanan of demai. Nevertheless, so maybe the same is true when you're dealing with extremely large quantities, but when you're dealing with regular small quantities, then we would be machmir about this issue, and you would have to be mafresh before you give it back. Nafkamina between the two Terutzim of Tosos, according to the first Teretz of Tosos, the Siton is allowed to only sell the Demai to a Chaver. He has to be careful, whereas according to the second Teretz, he's allowed to sell Demai even to an Am Haaretz. So that's a significant nafkamina. Says Gemara, Masiv Ravina, another challenge to this idea that Rav Meir holds Chav Masu Chizik L'Divrayim Kishal Torah. Halokech Min HaNachtom. The Mishnah says in Maseches Demai, someone buys bread from a baker who's an Am Haaretz, Ma'aser Minacham Al Tzonenes. You could take the maisos from the hot bread on the cold bread, and Minatzonenes Al Chama, and from the cold bread on the hot bread, Va'afilu Midfusim Harbe. Even if there are different shapes of the bread and they come from different pans, you don't have to worry that maybe you're taking the bread from the warm fresh bread, it came from one person, and the cold old bread came from another person. So you may be mafresh min achayv al pater min apater al chayv. Maybe one of them was one of the suppliers of the wheat was a chaver, and the other one was an amar. It's divrei Meir. That's what Meir says. You don't have to worry about such a afrasha. So says Mar Bishlam min atzonenes al chama. I understand very well. You're going to take from the old bread and the warm bread. Kid Rabbi Lai Dam Rabbi Lai Minayin Latar Min Aral Yafesh Shuchumas Shuchuma. That how do I know that if you're torim from that which is bad on that which is good, that it works? Shneim Ravlo Sisu Alav. That if you take from the truma on the muvchar shebeperos and the best, then it's not going to be a chait. Meaning, it sounds like if you take from the garua shebeperos, then it will be a chait. So why will it be a chait? It may no kadosh nasiyas chait lama. If it didn't work, if it doesn't count as truma anyway, then why would it be a nasiyas chait? It's only a chait if you did something and you did it wrong. But if you didn't do anything at all, if it doesn't even work, it doesn't even count, then how could it be a nasiyas chait? Mikal tarim min aral yafesh truma. So truma. So over here we see that that someone who's tarim from ra'a on yafa, from that which is bad and that which is good, the truma does work. So that's why there's a chet. So even though truma's vadai chala b'diavad is going to be truma, so b'demai they allow you to do it even l'chadchila. Right? That's where Meir is coming from. That since on a daraisa level, if this were really chala, if we were really talking about a farshas chala b'diavad, it would work. So since we're dealing with demai midrabanan, we say it's going to even be mutter l'chadchila. Ella, afilu midfusim harbe lechosh. But that which Rameir says, that you're allowed to be torim even from defusim harbe. Wait, lechosh l'mas l'afreshim l'chiv al pater. How could you allow from defusim harbe? Chamal tzenenes I get, but defusim harbe, shouldn't you have to be worried that maybe one loaf of bread was from produce that was purchased from an amaretz, and the other one was from produce purchased from a chaver, and therefore you're being mafresh min achiv al pater min apater al chiyuv. So isn't that a problem? So Amar Abaye, Rebbe Lazar, Shapir Kakasha. So before we actually assess everything, so what the Gemara is saying is that part of Rameir we don't understand. But bottom line is, what's Mulchach from Rameir is that he's not Machmir B'dmai as much as he is about Tevel. And that point has been proven. So we're not going to actually answer the question on Rabbi Meir, but the point is just that we have another raya that Rabbi Meir is not as machmir by dinim d'rabbanan as he is by dinim d'araisa. But before we analyze all of the rayas and the relative strength of the rayas, the Gemara had mentioned that it has to be that when you're turning in a ra'a ala yafa, that on a d'araisa level the truma works, because it says that you're nosei chet, and it can't be that there's nasius chet if what you didn't even work to begin with. So all the Rishonim are bothered by the Kasha. This sounds very similar to another Sugya in Shas, to a very well-known Sugya in Shas. The Gemara in Tamura Davdalit. If people know one Gemara in Tamura, it's usually this one. The Gemara in Tamura Davdalit has the Machlokas, Abaya, and Rava. Kol mil sadom rachmana lo sa'avid. Whenever the Torah says, don't do something, i'avid mahani or i'avid lo mahani. If you do that which the Torah says you're not allowed to do, isn't that the Torah is telling you, you are not empowered to do it, and if you do it, it doesn't even work? Or is the Torah saying, no, you're empowered to do it, we just don't like it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just not happy about it. So if we paskin like Rava, that Rava holds kol mil sadom rachmana lo sa'avid, Yavid lo mahani, that if you do it, it doesn't work. That anything the Torah says not to do, anyway, it's not going to help. Aye, so then what's the isser? What did you do wrong if it doesn't work anyway? So the reason that you chayv malkus for violating an isser, even though whatever you did didn't work anyway, is because you did against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to try, and you tried to do something. So that's what you're punished for. So if that's true, so what's the raya over here? That emeinu kadosh nesias chet lama? I'll tell you what nesias chet is. Nesias chet is you were doing it. You were trying to be tarim in ara aliyafa. Did it work? No, because despite your best efforts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't empower you to make that Kadosh B'Kedusha Struma, to make the Ra'a Kadosh B'Kedusha Struma. But you tried, and that's what the Nesias Chet is. So Tosfos suggests that since it already says in the Torah, Barim Chemes Chelbo Mimenu, and it says, Kol Chelev Yitzar V'Kol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagan, so it sounds like a person has to be Torim in a Yafa, so we know that if you don't bring Mechelbo, it's obvious that you're violated. So why does he have to write again? So we already know that if you're not mafresh min hayafa, you violated the words of the Torah. So from the fact that it says lo sisu alav chet another time, it's telling me that someone who's torah min ara al yafa, that he violated a double iser. Number one, that he violated what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and number two, that he actually made this ra'a into truma. So the raya is not a general raya about doing things that are wrong, that's a nesias chet. That could be even if it didn't work, it's a nesias chet. The raya is that there's a second pasuk over here, that in additional to the normal nesias chet of just going against Ratzon Hashem, there's an additional nesias chet. Tosa Rosh suggests that if it's not kadosh, then there's no truma at all. So then what did you do at all? Meaning all you did is you moved some produce from one side of the room to the other side of the room. Meaning you took some produce off, you called the truma, but if it's not kadosh, you're just moving things things around, that's not called baharimchem. The fact that the Torah calls baharimchem, that you made truma, means that somehow you did something that's a meaningful action. And Aliyos Rabbi Yonah suggests that the Gemara is really asking that if it's not kadosh and the truma is not chal, why does he have to say that he's nenosh b'misa? It's pashat that if the truma is not chal, it's tevel, and someone who eats tevel is nenosh b'misa. So it has to be that it's a din of truma. The fact that the Torah even has to tell me that he's nenosh b'misa. Tosfos also asks the Gemara's raya. If it didn't work, then what's the chait? Maybe the chait is that you're eating this meiser without being mafresh trumas, another trumas meiser. So meaning you're going to end up relying on this and you're going to eat it. So you're eating tevel. So you're eating bili afrasha. That's the chait. So Tosfos says no. It sounds like the chait is on the hafrasha itself. That the chait is not on the subsequent eating of it, but the chait is on the afrasha itself. One of the achronim says, no, maybe the chait is that if you did the afrasha mistama, you said a bracha, because there's a halacha, brichsa mitzvah, you say a bracha before you do the afrasha. So the chait is that if you were trying to be mafresh minara liyafa and it didn't work, even if it didn't work, so then it's a bracha levatala. If it did work, so the stam your chait is that you did it. But if it didn't work, then the chait is a bracha levatala, and that's an issur d'oraisa according to the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Brachos that someone violates lo sisa. It's like nishba l'shav when a person says a bracha levatala. Sounds like it's an issur d'oraisa. So the Achronim point out this Shuvas Imre Kohen says, no, you can't say that that's what the pasuk is talking about because the whole notion of brichsa mitzvos is only midrabanan. It's true when you say the Shem Hashem unnecessarily in the context of a bracha, according to some Rishonim, it's an issur d'oraisa, but that. Because why are you saying the Shem Hashem at all? But the very notion of reciting a Birchsa Mitzvah is only a Din Midrabanan. So it wouldn't make sense that would be the Nisiyas Chait that the Torah is talking about. So that's the Gemara's Raya. Okay, so now says the Gemara, let's analyze everything that all the proofs and the back and forth that we had. Amar Abaye, going back to the beginning of the Sugya, Reb Lazar who asked on the Mishnah, why someone who eats Shumas Meisah Shel Demai has to be Mosaf Chomesh? Why are we so strict about Dina Drabanan? Shapir Kakashalei. That was a strong kasha on the Mishnah. Ushmuel. Shmuel gave the answer, oh, that our Mishnah must be going like Rameir, and Rameir is Machmir. Rameir holds the Chamor also Chizik L'Devrayim Kishal Torah. Because he's machmir by takanas midrabanan, he proves this from the case of get lo shapir kamashani lei. That doesn't really prove anything about Rameir's general attitude toward dinim drabanan. The fact they have something about a get the kashle the Rabbi Lazar because misa de bidei shemayim. Rabbi Lazar was discussing a case of misa bidei shemayim of hafrashas trumas umaisos. Umashani lei Shmuel misa's beizdin. Shmuel's answering about eshes ish about a get where the din d'oraisa would be a misa's beizdin. Dilma Shiny Mrs. Bazin to Chamira. So yeah, you're able to prove that Rameir is Machmir and Rameir also Chamur also Chizuk Devarim Kishal Torah by giving a get because the Dindar Raisa over there is such a severe Dindar Raisa. But that doesn't really address our Mishnah, which is only dealing with something that's Misa B'day Shemayim. Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes who challenged what we started with today. Rav Sheshes who challenged this idea that Rameir is so Machmir from the case of Chilul Meiser Shani, where Rameir is more Meir on the Rabbanan than he is on the Daraisa, lo shaper kamosav lei, the Kamri and Umisa, most of Shish's love. That's not really a great challenge either, because at least the Mishnah was talking about Misa, some sort of Misa. Rav Shish is talking about a love, he's talking about a lo sase, dixiv lo sucha lechol bishorecha. Lamai the most of Rav Shish is Rav Yosef shaper kamashani lei. But if you're going to accept Rav Shish's question from the love, then Rav Yosef's answer is a good answer, that only when there's an Isser bedavar like eating Trumas Meiser, Rameir's Mach. But not by chilul and pidyon of Meiser Sheni. That he's not going to be machmir. So that was a reasonable response to Rav Sheshes' challenge. El Ravina, but Ravina starts asking about buying bread from a nachdom, where we're not you don't have to be maase. We don't have to worry about being maase from defusim harbe that maybe you're taking from an apatra al chiyuv. Ad mosiv min nachtom l'sayele mipalter. You know, if you only read half the Mishnah, yeah, it sounds like a really strong question. But you know, the the other half of the Mishnah sounds like a raya, ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the fifth parak of Demai, halokech min apalter, if someone buys bread from a palter, from a baker who buys loaves of bread from many different bakers, and he's a bakery wholesaler, he's a bakery salesman, and he sells them to different places, ma'asim min kol defus defus, divrei meir, then you do have to take maisos separately from each shape of bread. So apparently, he's very machmir, even though this is demai, he's very machmir on the din derabanan. So ela mayislach lemeimar, paltim yitreitz lasa gavra zavin, nachtanami michad gavra hu zavin. So we have to say is that the assumption is that palter buys from different people, and the nachtom only buys from one person. And it's just that it's made in defusim shonim, it's made in different shapes and different molds, but it's all bought from the same person. Rava Amar Shmuel, who answered the kash of Rabbi Lazar and proved from Shliach Haget that Rav Meir is also chizuk l'dvarim kishal Torah, Rava says, you know, I disagree with Ravina's assessment. Ravina thought Shmuel's raya was a terrible raya. You're going to bring a raya from Get. Get is Misa Bidei Adam. It's a much more serious matter than our Chumas Meister Shel Demai in our Mishnah. So Rava says, no, I think that's fair. Shmuel Shaber Kamishani Lei Shem Misa Beolam, meaning they're both Chi of Misa. Okay, so one's a Misa Bidei Shemai and one's a Misa Bidei Adam. But they're both very serious dinim. So when you're dealing with Misa, I think it's fair, he says, to make that assessment that if Rav Meir is also Chizuk L'Devarim Kishal Torah by Get, then he would be also Chizuk L'Devarim Kishal Torah. He would say the Chomer also Chizuk L'Devarim Kishal Torah by Chumas Meister Shel Demai as well. Okay, new mission now. Elu Dvarim Shein Lehem Ona'a. The following items are not subject to dinim of Ona'a. Ha'avadim, v'ashtaros, v'akarkos, v'akdeshos. These four things are not subject to Ono. We're going to say there are four other halachos, we're about to say, that they also have in common, but number one is that they don't have Ono'ah. The Taz in Yardeah, Simchuf Samachalif, asks, why weren't the Chachamim misakin Ono'ah on Avadim and Karkos? After all, the Chachamim were misakin when it comes to Ribbis, when it comes to Shavua, so why at least Midrabanan that there be a din of Ono'ah. So the Taz says that when the Chachamim make these dinim, it's never lahotzi mamon. It's never to get someone to pay money through their takanos. By ribbis, they said you're not allowed to do it, but not to be motzi mamon based on their takanos. Because ribbis rabbanon, you don't have to be machzi ribbis rabbanon. You're just not allowed to do it. So to say ona'a, to apply dinim of ona'a, would be to be motzi mamon. The rabbanon didn't go that far. So our order over here of we have avadim, shtaros, and karkaos. The Gemara is going to show that avadim we only know belong in this category because they're hukash lekarkaos, because they're compared to karkaos. So the Ritva is a girsa, avadim, karkaos, and shtaros, where avadim and karkaos are juxtaposed with each other, which makes a lot of sense because they're connected to each other. The Ritva is just bothered, but they're in the wrong order. Karka should have been first, and avadim is derived from karka, should have been second. So the Ritva says, you know, Chazal have a thing, that which is asa midrasha is chavivin lei, you know, they prefer to be makdim that which comes from midrasha because they like it more, or avadim is a greater chiddush, because even though they're actually movable, nevertheless, they have a din of a karka. But Tosyan says, our girsa is problematic, meaning to separate avadim from karkaos with shtaros in the middle, that's a little bit strange. Why would we do that? Meaning if one is derived from the other, you would think that you would put them together. So you suggest that maybe we're giving in the same order as the Mishnah Shavuos does when it lists the things that ain't nishbaim aleihem. And over there, the reason for avadim is not because of the hekesh lekarkos, it's from a separate drasha kol, the rabbis kol, that it even comes to include avadim. So maybe we're just keeping the order. You know, sometimes you just have things that are listed together all the time, and you just keep it the same. Cherishot v'katan. So you know, you just always list them together. So here also, this became a list that they use. Now avadim that we talk about clearly is an eved kenani. What about an Eved Ivri? In the Tiferes Yaakov, he says, L'chora, it's our mission is clearly talking about an Eved Kanani because the source of Avadim having a din of Karka is from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'snachaltam osam l'resha sachuza, and that's clearly about an Eved Kanani. But he says, if you hold an Eved Ivri as dinu kekarka, maybe an Eved Ivri also wouldn't have a din of Ona'a. The Yerushalmi in Baba Kama says the reason there's no kefel by an Eved is because an Adon only gets to use his Eved. So the Mepharshim explained that the Yerushalmi is talking about an Eved Ivri, that if he gets stolen, you put from kefel. So it sounds like an Eved Ivri is not derived from karka. Eved Kanani, we compare to karka, but an Eved Ivri, we would not compare to karka. Here's a question, why it is that there's no ona'a by karkaos. Rishonim give all sorts of reasons why there shouldn't be ona'a for karkaos. The Rashba, Masechta Baba Kama, other Rishonim say that there's no ona'a by karkaos, but sometimes a person will be willing to pay way more than its value for karka, and therefore, since that's such a common thing when it comes to real estate, because, you know, it's the only piece of land in this location, then you can't just buy something else in this location. People are willing to pay a tremendous amount more than its actual value. Chinuch says that a little bit differently, that karka is something that is there forever, so you never feel totally ripped off when you buy karka. Even if you overpaid for it, at least you know it's not going anywhere. At least you know it's not here today, gone tomorrow. It's always going to be there. However, Tosfos Masechta Baba Basra writes that you can't say karka doesn't have a na because it could be worth more than we assess it as, because Hekdeshon Avadim also don't have a din na, even though you don't have this svara. And it has to be that it's a gzeres hakasuv that the Gemara is going to show where we derive it from sukkim. So you don't need to give svaras. It's a gzeres hakasuv that there's no din of na'a by karkaos. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Not only do these four things not have a din of na'a, elam tashlumi kefel. There's no paying kefel if you steal them. The lo tashlumi arba v'chamisha. If you're gun of a machar, gun of a tavach, there's no tashlumi dalet v'hei. Shomer chinam enu nishba. If a shomer chinam was watching these items and they get stolen, he doesn't have to swear that he was not poshaya. V'nosei sachar enu mishalim. The shomer sachar would not have to pay for gnev v'aveda. Reb Shimon omer, Kachim Shulchai Bachriusan Yeshlan Ona'a. Rabbi Shimon says, well, if you're dealing with kachim that you're chayiv bachriusan, not all hekdeshos are the same. If it's the kind of kachim that you would have to replace if it got lost, you said harei alai instead of harei zu, so then there would be a din of ona'a. V'she'en chayiv bachriusan ein lam ona'a. But if you're not chayiv bachriusan, it was just this item became hekdesh and you don't have to replace it, so then it's not yours at all, it's purely hekdesh, and therefore there is no din of ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-mocher sefer Torah, Behema umargolis in the mona'a. Even if a person sells a sefer Torah or an animal or a precious gem, there's no din of mona'a. Amr la la amr la elu. So the Chama said, no, we don't think so. We think that it's only the items that we listed. Sefer Torah is no exception. So this is going to be machlokas. The Gemara is going to elaborate further on this machlokas and what's behind the machlokas. There is a discussion when it comes to an esrog, meaning Dvar Mitzvah, Tashmisha Mitzvah. So the Sefer Torah is specific because it's such a holy item that people are willing to pay a lot more for them. There's a tshuva sefer called Avnei Chefetz in Siman Mem Hei. He discusses that in times of war where it was impossible to find an esrog, where it was very, very difficult, there was a case where someone brought an esrog to a town and he sold it to the city, he sold it to the community for an exorbitant sum of money. And then a couple of days later, someone else came with an esrog and was willing to sell it them for a lot cheaper. So they wanted to tie it to the first guy, a din of ona'a, that you overpriced it and you sold it to us for more than it was really worth. So he discusses the din of ona'a, he quotes a Machna Ephraim that you can't say ona'a on something that has no shar kavua, meaning if it's like a one of a kind, and there's no, it's not like you could just go buy another one for a similar price, so you can't say a din of ona'a. So he says an esrog in a time of war, very hard to say that there's a din of ona'a. He also says maybe because the whole kihila bought the esrog, so they're all like shutfim, so each one didn't have was not nisana bepruta, meaning even though it was they feel like they were overcharged, but if you divide it up amongst thousands of members of the community, so each one is not was not nisana bepruta, so maybe that wouldn't be a din of ona'a. And he quotes the Beis Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva that they wanted to make a takana that when you buy an esrog, there's no din of hona'a, even in a place where esrogim are very common, because the prices of esrog fluctuate so much. So he says that maybe kolshkein in something like this, that there will be no din of hona'a on an esrog. So it really depends on the circumstance and how the pricing works in any given circumstance. So minanimili, how do I know all these items in the Mishnah that we listed that are not subject to hona'a are in fact not subject to hona'a? The Tanur Rabban, we have a brisa. V'chisim krumemkro lamisecha, okana miyal lamisecha. Davra nikna miyad liyad. It has to be something that goes from hand to hand. Yotzu karko, shayna metaltalim, as opposed to karko, which is not metaltalim, can't be transferred from one hand to another. Yotzu avadim, it also excludes avadim, shahukshu the karkos, that are compared to karka, that are linked to karka. Yotzu shtaros, tichsiv chisim krumemkar, shagufa machar v'gufa kani. Yotzu shtaros, shayna gufa machar v'gufa kani, v'nom dinel l'raya shabam. A shtar is not inherently valuable. The shtar is valuable for representative value, for what you can do with it, the money that you can get with it, and therefore it's excluded as well from the dinim of hona'a. But mikan amru, hamocher shtaros of lebasam, yesh lam hona'a. Let's say you're selling your shtaros to a person who's a mocher besamin, to someone who deals with perfumes. So what's he going to do with your shtar? He's going to cover his perfume bottles with it. It's a bottle cap for him. So that there will be a din of hona'a, because he's not buying a shtar for the value of the money in the shtar, he's buying a bottle cap. So that there's a din of hona'a. Says Mar Pshita, of course, why would there not be a din of hona'a on bottle caps? So it's obvious that there's a din of hona'a. Says Gmar Lafuke Midrav Kahana, Damar Einana Leprutos, Kamash Mlon Yeshalana Leprutos. One might have thought, like Rav Kahana, that it's not worth enough to be subject to hona'a, that you need it to be worth an isar in order to be subject to hona'a. So that's why he comes to tell me that yesh hona'a leprutos, that even though it's only worth prutos, still there's a din of hona'a. Hekdeshos, Amar Kra, Achiv Velo Hekdesh. Hekdeshos, we derive that there's no din of hona'a because you're not allowed to commit hona'a against Achiv, against your brother. But Hekdesh is not your brother, and therefore there's no din of hona'a by Hekdesh. Rabbi Kivegar just wonders. Pasuk says, Al Sonu Ish Es Achiv, and we darshan the Isser of Anas Devarim from there. So how can we darshan to be made Hekdesh from Anas Mammon? The Pasuk is really about Anas Devarim. We should have been made Hekdesh from the beginning of the Pasuk, Amisecha. That's Anas Mammon, and that would be the proper Miyot. That's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Rosh Hashanah is not sure what he's talking about, because the Gemara is going to darshan Isser Anas Devarim from Al Sonu Ish Es Amiso, not from Al Sonu Ish Es Achiv. So Al Sonu Ish Shazachav is taka about Anas Mammon. He's not sure why Rabbi Kivager thinks otherwise. But okay, Maskava Rabba Bar Mammon. Kal Heicha Duchsev Yado, Yado Mamishu. We made this drasha. How do I know that Karka is not subject to Anah? Because it says, Miyad Liyad, Chisim Okana Miyad Amisecha. That has to be handed over from hand to hand. So every time the word Yad appears in the Torah, it's meant to be taken literally, that it's got to be by hand necessarily. Elameata Duchsev, Veikach Es Kol Artso Miyado. We're talking about war, and Sichon takes Kol Artso, all of his land, Miyado, from his hand. Was he holding all of the land in his hand? Elamirshuso. No, it means from his possession. Hachanami Mirashuso. So we are also, maybe by Ona also. Land could be in his possession, it's not in his hand. Yado mamishu. Gemara says, well, what's the alternative? You want to say that yado doesn't mean yado mamish? V'atanya, imimatsi timatsi biyado, ein li ali yado. Gago chater v'karpifo minayin, tamalam imimatsi timatsi mikal makom. That we need a special drusher to tell me that even without yado, that it's included. Otherwise, we would have assumed that it's dafka yado, that only yado is included. So time to cause Rahman imimatsi. It's only because we have the extra drash of Himatzei Timatzei. Halav hachi avmina kalecha dekas of yado, yado mamishu. Otherwise, I would assume that yado means literally yado. V'su tanya, and furthermore, by get, it says, v'nasan biyada. You put the get in her hand. En li al yada, gaga chaser v'karpifa minayin. How do I know that if you put the get in her property, that it also works? Tam lomar, v'nasan, mikal makam. We darshan from the word v'nasan. Machlok Rishonim, how we see from the word v'nasan, what was the alternative? What was the Torah supposed to say? Just biyada? That doesn't mean anything. Okay, discussion of Rishonim. But bottom line is, time of the kasar rachman v'nasan, it's only because we have some extra drasha over here. Halav hachi avamina kalecha dekas of yada. yad yad mamish. Otherwise, we would assume that yad means only yad. El kol yad yad mamish hu v'shan yasim dakel meimarach yel b'rishusav. Yad always means literally yad, and therefore our drasha by Onah is good. Aye, what do you do about war with the land? That obviously means rishusav, because it can't mean anything else. It's land. It obviously doesn't mean yad in that context. When there's a rental, is there Onah on rentals or not? Do we say that's the same? Does it say it's a sale forever? It just says a sale. So schirus is a temporary sale, and therefore it would be included in Onah as well. If you have wheat that you planted in the ground, mahu, but it hasn't yet taken root, are they subject? And now you sell them for whatever they will become. So are they subject to ona or not? Do we view them as if they're like put in a vessel somewhere, and therefore they have a din of ona, the metaltlin, odum batlin al gavara, or maybe they're already bottled to the land? So it's not only a question by ona. So eichidami ilay medamri yushadayba shisa vi asusadi. What's the case of the Onah over here, though? If the guy said, I planted six, and he only planted five, even by land, if you gave a specific number, and that number is off, that for sure, you have to return. That's cheating. No, what he was saying, he didn't give a number. He said, I put the right amount of seeds in the ground. It turned out that he misassessed the right amount. Is it like it's in a vessel, or is it bottled to the land? And similarly, would there be a shavua on these things? Is it karka, or is it metatalin? And similarly, Omer Matiran, O ain Omer Matiran. Will the Omer be Matirit? The Omer is Matir, that which is Metaltim, and that which is in the Karka. Well, the Gemara is going to discuss that may not be true. But Be'ez Hashem will pick up from those questions tomorrow.